Absolutely. Sometimes I don't envy you chaps over the hills. Not very often, but never shy of anything to talk about, are you, over at Leeds?
Oh, not at all. You know, it's something going on every single day, if you know what I mean. It's been one of those, but it's all good. We think things have nicely settled down now. By Tuesday, it felt like I'd worked for an entire week. It was absolutely crazy. But now here we are, one game into Steve Evans' reign and a draw away at Fulham. Not too bad. Here we are going to Bolton now, which, is, as I said, you can hear it live here on Radio Yorkshire on DAB across the White Rose County. And I think it's been expected from some of the fans that there's a good chance of picking up 3 points in this game, because Bolton, not exactly in the form of their life, are they?
No, not in the entire of 2015, truth be told. I think since the year turned, it's really gone downhill for Neil Lennon, really. He came in like a steam train, got the club out of relegation zone last year, had a fantastic couple of months, and you know, we went to Liverpool and drew in the FA Cup. It was all looking great. All of a sudden, injuries hit and the financial situation. I mean, I don't need to tell people at Leeds how crippling that can be, but certainly at Bolton, it's really biting hard at the minute, and all of a sudden, you know, it feels like the world's coming in on top of us at the minute, and as you rightly say, bottom of the championship for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't seem right in some ways, does it? Because, you know, watching football for so long and having lived over that way as well, you know, Bolton Wanderers, they've got a good following. And, you know, I always remember them being in the Premier League. So to see them at the bottom of the championship and, you know, minus 10 goal difference, it's just not looking good for Neil Lennon. And, you know, I know Bolton fans, he thought he was the man that was definitely going to turn them around.
Well, I mean, the sad fact is that Neil hasn't had much to play with. You know, he's walked into a job which has progressively got more and more difficult. You know, and there's a generation of fans that can only remember what you're talking about there, the glory days with the JJ Okochas and the Yuri Djorkaeffs and
even Big Campo. Stam,
you know, Campo, exactly. Two European campaigns. You know, that's what they remember, and it's a very, very bitter pill for a lot of people to swallow. But really, I mean, the acceleration of the sort of the decline over the last 12 months has been purely financial, really struggling. The club's up for sale. If anybody over that neck of the woods wants to buy it, then I'll pass on my number. But it's really become quite a difficult situation. And I don't think the majority of fans are kind of blaming Neil Lennon for how fast it's fallen. Obviously, he lives and dies by his results, and there may come a time where it gets put on his lap. But I think at the minute, the fans just want to get, you know, just get out of it and just get out of the bottom three, get this season over with.
Yeah, I think that's all they need, really, don't they? You know, just to get out of there and then press on. But it's so difficult. We all know the Championship's such a difficult league. Before we get on to a little bit more of your team news, obviously a new signing for Bolton Wanderers today, as we think about some of the strikers in the past that have been through Bolton's doors and other strikers that are getting a new shirt up at Celtic now with Carlton Cole. We've got a new signing, Shola Ameobi, at Bolton Wanderers today.
Yes, he's breaking the internet as we speak at the minute. I think Championship defences will be quaking in their boots when they realise they might be coming up against Emil Heskey and Shola Ameobi.
Oh, my word. I forgot about Emil Heskey there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like being in the mid-90s all over again. Look, I mean, that's the situation that Bolton are in. There aren't many free transfers out there at the minute. Shola actually did come in for a trial a few weeks ago, and Neil Lennon said that he was too similar to the strikers that he already had. I think it shows quite a lot what sort of desperation stakes they're in at the minute. They lost the player Wellington Silva to injury the other night when they lost to Birmingham, so they needed somebody else in, and I think Ameobi was just the right man at the man in the right place at the time.
The old adage, as it goes, the old saying, but he looks like he could be in line to play tomorrow.
It wouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility. It depends on how he sets his team up. They played two up front against Birmingham on Tuesday night, lost 1-0, didn't really work for him. But he has hinted that he might do it again and maybe just shift out the midfield a little bit. So there is every chance that maybe Gary Medine will keep hold of his place and put Ameobi straight in. Otherwise, you know, he's got three options. It's Heskey, Medine and Ameobi. I'd imagine it'll be two from that three.
So what's the rest of the team looking like at the moment? What's the injury situation with Bolton?
I think the big injury really has been the one, Zach Clough, the real sort of great white hope, really, at Bolton. He's an academy graduate, fantastic young striker. He got his shoulder dislocated a couple of weeks back, and he's out till Christmas. That really hit the squad hard. Otherwise, there isn't really much injury-wise. A lot of players out of form, very, very inconsistent. So it's been difficult, really, for Neil to name a settled 11, really. And then, obviously, with Wellington Silver, he's picked up a hamstring injury. He's going to be out for a couple of months now, so he has to make at least one change from the team that lost 1-0 against Birmingham.
Now, obviously, you know, we've had some managerial turmoil over the road at Elland Road, and Uwe Rosler going on Monday, Steve Evans coming straight in. There must be a lot of pressure on Neil Lennon's shoulders right now. Do you think he's going to last the season if the form continues like this?
Well, I mean, he has, from within the club, got a lot of backing. I think people are fairly realistic at the situation that he's in, the financial situation. The owner wants to sell the club, and it's basically the rest of the club are fighting to keep things afloat at the minute. You know, there's no money coming in from above. You've got to deal with what we've got. And I think there is a degree of sort of realism amongst the fans as well. There are fans that are turning around and saying, well, he's making this mistake or this tactical mistake, and in many cases they're correct. But I think he will get a little bit of a stay of execution based purely on the fact that the finances make it very, very difficult to compete.
Let's have a quick look at the odds, shall we, before we get your prediction at the moment, as we've teamed up with 888sport.com. If you go to 888sport.com/Yorkshire, sign up there, you get treble the odds on your first bet, loads of chances to win amazing prizes as well, just sending people off to the boxing in Sheffield and various other things too. 11-9 on Leeds, 17-25 on Bolton. Looking at some of the first goal scorers that we've got right now as well. Interesting ones on Max Clayton for Bolton at 11-2, Emil Heskey at 23-4. Still not seeing actual market right now for the new boy at the moment. Maybe they're still thinking about that. Mirko Antonucci looks like he's the favourite. Chris Wood, who might not make it, 23-4, 13-2 for Dakara, and 8-1 for Alex Mowat to get a goal. Let's get your prediction at your mark. What do you reckon this game's going to end up tomorrow?
Well, I would definitely predict that Emil Heskey won't be scoring the first goal. He hasn't scored since Boxing Day. It's 28 games and counting now. No, I mean, actually, Bolton have been decent at home this season. They've drawn a lot of games, but their performances have been better at home, so I don't think they'll get beat tomorrow. I think, you know, Steve Evans has obviously got Leeds firing. By all accounts, they were very good against Fulham the other night. I think there'll be a draw. I'm going to go for 1-1.
1-1, a nice sitting on the fence one there, Mark. Thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Take care.
You too.